enjoy it, you can go to the to our website, delusiverelix.com, our Facebook, delusive.relix, into Facebook, and in all the social media. And if you enjoy these songs, you can buy it from Bandcamp, Apple Music, everywhere you can find it. This album's called Chaotic Notion. But right now we want to play the song from the next album called Painting from Dead Body. I hope you enjoy it.
Song we're going to play is called Shade of Owl, and this is also off of our upcoming album.
Okay, next song called Inner Man. But before I want to play that song, I want to introduce the band today. The vocal, the female vocal here right now is Vanessa Hale.
Hello.
Yeah, and she's phenomenal. And you can check her on Facebook.
Yeah.
Where she can explain
to you. Come find me.
Yeah.
I got music on Spotify too. My name is Vanessa Hale.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, Delusive Relics.
Thank you. And this is Annie Sovesi on keyboards.
Hello, thank you for listening to us tonight.
Yeah.
And Farhood Nick is the creator of this project, and he also plays keys and sings.
Yeah.
And he's awesome.
Thank you. And you already heard my voice. Okay, next song we want to play for you called Inner Man. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, no.
Okay, and next song is the last song, and it's called Push Them Away. And but before we wanna play that song, I wanna say you can buy our album in iTunes and Bandcamp. We are The Lucy Relics. You can check out on thelucyrelics.com, and hope you enjoy the show, and thank you, Joy. Yeah, thank you very much, and he invited us to come here, and he's awesome. And this is Mikey D Show, and I know this show is for 30 years. Am I okay?
35. The show is older than me.
Okay, yes. 34, 35 years. It's a very old show. And yeah, and this guy has a concert, I believe. Yeah. Okay, we talk about it later. Okay, next song called Push Them Away. Hope you enjoy that. Thank you and have a nice night.
The
Hi, Mom.
All right. Thank you to Delusive Relics. We'll talk to them in a little
and
bit.
Clear. Okay, everybody stay with you.
But meanwhile, let's play something from our On the Tone Mikey D compilation that we put out a few years ago. And let me see which one should we play. How about this one? 91.5 WMFO.
The right man on your side.
You're listening on the Tone, Mikey D. That was the Weisternauts with Teenage Wedding. They are performing on our first night of our 30-year celebration at Sally O'Brien's. That all starts tomorrow, because we would love to have all of you here at Sally O'Brien's with us, celebrating with us. All of the MFO DJs will be there in some capacity. Oh, and we have producer Joel jumping in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, you know, why not? Because reasons is why.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope everybody that's listening, all four of you, 400,000
yeah.
million. We are having a big show tomorrow night, Thursday and Friday. It's a two-night event.
Two-night
event. Celebrating 30 years of On the Town with Mikey D. And this is part one of a multiple-part celebration that we're having all year this year. Because, hey, we only turn 30 once, right?
That is, yes.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to turn 30 again. I mean, I know some people lie about their age. Some people say they're 30, but they're actually, you know, 12 or
right.
or 75, yeah. You know. What? But, yeah, it's great. It's going to be at Sally O'Brien's. They've been really good to us. A rumor has it that they're going to have a special Mikey D pulled pork sandwich. And there's going to be cake, because, you know, you can't have a party without cake. There will be cake. And we've got
everybody will be able to have this cake.
So, yeah, everybody. We got gluten-free and vegan.
So, literally everybody can have this cake, unless you have some strange
sugar allergy. Yeah, exactly. So. Well, I mean, it's cake. I mean, of course, there's going to be sugar in it. It's cake, right. For gosh sakes. I mean, somebody wanted meat on their cake, and they said, you want a meat cake? Okay, we'll get you a meat cake. It's fine. We aim to please.
Meat on a cake.
We aim to please.
Okay.
We're in the people-pleasing business. We're on the radio.
Exactly.
But I can't tell you how excited I am about these bands. All of them have had a profound... role in this station and role in the music scene.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Eyewitness, they've been, you know, doing stuff with Roger LaValle from Curtain Society, and Rainey is in a bunch of bands, least of which is, Happy Little Clouds. And we do have a special guest, John Paul Haida from The Rudds and from John Paul Haida's International Airport.
Yep.
You know, star of Stage, Screen, and Beauty Cream. And, we're very happy to also have, who else do we have?
Good we have word. Aaron Perino.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Perino from the Sheila Divine. You know, we wanted to get the Sheila Divine, but they're like, you know, it's going to cost extra. So Aaron was really nice to come down. And we love Aaron. We also have a special guest we can't talk about because he's playing somewhere else, and we want to respect that. But I'll give you...
And he's not even telling me.
I'll give you a hint, you know? So. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a couple of hints. He was in a band called the Buzzsaw Frisbees that played here in 1989. He was also in a band called the In Out, who played here a whole bunch of times over the 90s.
Mm.
And he just played this year. So if you want to go back and look into our archive, he played this year. So you only have to go back a couple of months. So, you know, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Recently. Okay. Like almost yesterday. And then night one, we got two nights of entertainment. We got two nights of live full bands. Eyewitness is playing.
We have Lily Black.
Lily Black. They're up and coming. We love them. We love them a long time.
We have the Weisternauts.
And of course, you know, Pete Weiss. Oh my God. He's, you know,
the
Pete Weiss band, Sewell, the Weisternauts, a whole bunch of things. We love Pete.
Oh yeah.
And closing out the night will be a special, very short but very awesome reunion performance by Permafrost.
Yes,
and then the next day we've got another reunion, the Barneys, which was one of Mikey D's favorite bands.
Excellent.
And they're going to do a reunion, their first time playing together in a day or two. And it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. We have the Barneys, and then big thanks
Oh
my God, the Winter Project. Me love you long time.
Yes.
Oh my God, the Winter Project on 2 days' notice, like literally called them yesterday. My day yesterday was no hugs saying, oh, you know, our bass player. Their bass player had an accident, and, you know, their doctor said, no, he can't play the bass. He's got to stay home and rest up. And that's fine. You know, these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that it happens 2 days before a gig, but, you know, hey, these things happen. But Winter Project, we love them for being able to come and do this at the last minute. And we totally love them. And and they played here a lot, and you know, they've, you know, the bunch of bands that they've all been in, like Krebs Starr and the Mayflies and a whole bunch. Oh my God, so many bands. And then closing out the night on Friday will be the Lights Out, and we, you know, what can I say about the Lights Out? We do love them over here. And we love all of you, every single one of you out there. You, and well, maybe not you, but definitely you. And maybe you if you put some lotion on that. And, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be a fun couple of days. And please come. Bring your appetite. Bring, you know, we got CDs for sale. We're going to sell the On the Town with Mikey D CD.
It's a
double disc compilation. It goes to a worthy cause. It helps fund some things here at the station. And also it goes to the Mikey D Musicians Benefit Trust Fund. Mm-hmm. And we are also, you know, we'll have some Mikey D stickers and some buttons, and we'll have a good time. Music, food, good times, good people. You know, we love the music scene. You know, you won't read about us in Vanyaland, but you will love every minute of our shows because we're here for you. We're here for you and only you, even you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. What can I say about the band that we just had on? I don't know if you remember, about 4 years ago we had a band called Mavra. They're sort of a prog band from Dover via Iran,
right?
And they left the country because they wanted to play music and express themselves. And their story really, really hit me in a big way. And I'm like, we got to have these guys here. So we had them come, and we've been trying to get them back here for a number of years, and then Farood said that he's got this other project. I'm like, it's electronic. You don't mind, do you? I'm like, wow, I love electronic. Yeah, what are you talking about? Holy crap. So I'm taking up their interview time, so I'm going to get out of the room and let you interview them. Okay. Bye. Come to our show. We love you.
All right. Producer Joel, everybody. All right. And Ed, we're going to have Delusive Relics coming in right now. I mean, beauty of live production. Get everyone in here. There's a mic for every one of you. Beauty of live radio, everybody.
Hello, live radio.
Hello, live radio.
Hello, Mom.
All right.
What?
Oh. Yes. So,
hello, everybody.
So with your electronic project in Studio D, how do you think that went out over for you?
It was great. Joel told you we played here before.
Yeah, with Mavra. Yeah.
Yeah, with the six pieces of band.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now it's a piece of cake with just three, and everything was
and
fine.
And a bunch of keyboards and.
Yeah, bunch of playback, bunch of keyboards, bunch of layers. Do you know? You know that it's electronic stuff. It's lots of keys.
This is a very different project. So. How did you get into the mindset to do this kind of electric project? Because, when you were talking with producer Joel off the air, Mavra kind of had some difficulties, and not necessarily musical, but, I mean, just it necessitated a new project. So, like, how easy was it to get into that mentality to not, you know, write prog music? And do more of an electronic thing and beat heavy.
You know that if you know that, you know, if you're going back, the progressive music, especially progressive rock, use lots of keys. And, you know, it's they use lots of synthesizer over there, like Emerson.
Yeah.
Emerson, they play lots of Moog, Modular, Mini Moog. You know, we have lots of great progressive rock, like Genesis, like
Rick Wakeman.
Yeah.
They played lots of keys and lots of electronic part on those music. But you know that electronic plus the progressive rock, you know, it always came together. But I love the electronic music when I was a child.
Okay.
Before then, progressive rock, and I love it, but. Progressive is in a different world, but in some places they stick together. You know, at the bottom line, it is my point of view. At the bottom line, they look like each other, especially on the keyboards okay. lines. You know, and
well, with electronic music, isn't the focus more on the keyboard rather than you know with a progressive type act. It would be more about composition, regardless of what the instrument was. I mean, you could have written, you know, a 14-part song based around a violin loop or something like that. You know what I mean? But with it, I mean, with your what you were doing in Studio D, it's definitely, I mean, dare I say, accessible, very beat heavy, so it's catchy and it there's more of an obvious hook there. And was it, I mean, coming from an act like a progressive act like Mavro was, when you created a piece, did you feel like, oh, this is too simple?
Yes, it happened.
I mean, did that happen too much, too often?
Yeah. Or? If you listen to the hallucination, you can hear the something, you can hear the progressive on it, because hallucination starts with the 7/8. Okay. At the end of the song is end at the end is 10/8. You know, you hear that there is something.
You still have the 8 though.
Yeah. 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 I have it. I have it. Some, and in the next album, I have some weird things too, you know, weird, you know, up, weird time signature, weird, to remember in English language, actually, you
it's
know,
a, it's okay, we understand, yeah. We understand.
But something odd, for example, I use the 4 and 4, I right now, I wrote the song called Mortician, and that song, it's 4 and 4, but the 4/4 is not a standard 4/4, it's when you expect it to upbeat. There is no upbeat. I put the upbeat in a little bit forward. You know, I use it, this kind of thing. I did it before on Mavro, but I use it in this project too. But usually, most of the time, because of this is electronic, I use the 4 and 4, 6/8, 8/8. It's a simple, a standard rhythm, not complicated one. Yeah.
No, I mean, but yeah, it was very. I mean, because I was in here in Studio A with Chad from the Big Lonesome and their guests, and we were listening to you guys perform, and I mean, well, one of them was just marveled that it wasn't, that it was actually live. So
yeah.
So with that kind of thing, I mean, the thing that really just got us was the vocal hooks and the kind of almost beat heavy type thing with that synth. So I was just curious, coming from a progressive background, was there a lot more restraint involved in composing? Because it would be a lot easier to say, hey, we can have something here in, you know, 14/6 time and you know, just base it on a cello loop. You know, I'm giving you ideas here too. So,
I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it, but yeah, maybe it's.
I mean, when you were creating that, I mean, you started this last year or yes. 2 years ago?
No, 2017.
Okay,
End of it, actually.
End of it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, just creative wise, I mean, was there a lot of restraint, or was just such a relief? Oh, I don't have to create multiple parts for multiple instruments.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best point.
So this is like a vacation for you.
Yeah, I don't have a deal with the, you know, members, and you don't have a deal with the, for me, it's a, you know, it's just me, and I went to my home studio and just create music for hours and hours.
Okay.
And it's just me. I did it, all of it, you know, the drum, the bass, the synth, everything you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. And I go out and I can create the album. You know, for Mavro, we used to work on the album for the 2 years. You know, from the beginning until the end, it cost us 2 years. But in album, it's just 6 months.
Okay.
And the next album is 6 months. And I can create 2 albums for each year. You know, it's very so simple then.
I was going to say, that's a pretty lofty goal there. Most people only do one album in 1 year. But if you're aiming to do another one right away.
Yeah, I have the other one.
Oh, you have the other one? Is it completely finished?
Yes, but just Vanessa should come and sing it on some of them. Yeah, but yeah, it's finished. It's finished.
Well, actually, you can see the footprints of the progressive mindset mm-hmm. the next album.
Okay.
Since it's the...
You got all the simple stuff out of the way. Now it's...
Well, it's actually based on the stories and the songs are somehow related.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different. Like in electronic, it's not like... usually in Prague, they write down something on the epic story or something, yeah. and they're just somehow connected. So next album is based on a book, which is a dark fantasy book.
Okay.
He used a couple of odd rhythms, but the only difference than the progressive rock is that...
Is the story element.
Yes, and okay. then we try to keep it
So is it short. Is it a concept?
It's a concept, album.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there's a slight difference with concept and conceptual. Like, they all connect, but they could exist individually, or they tell it, and there's an entire arc in the entire project. I mean, you could do a combination of the right. two, but... But yeah, no, it sounds great. We look forward to hearing more of this.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're so quiet.
Hello. I'm just here. I'm just listening. I'm here. I go to school in Boston at Berkeley. So this is kind of like, I don't know. Farhood heard from me from somebody else who had heard from me, blah, 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 like just down this line, and they connected us. And so this is kind of like I get to come home to New Hampshire and play with this awesome band, and it's totally different than any of the music that I've ever done before. I'm usually doing like folk music or blues rock and stuff like that. I've never sang this kind of music before, but it's a new challenge and it's fun, and they're great.
It sounded like you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say.
Well, they had... How many different vocalists did you have on the recording of the first album?
Seven
different vocalists. Seven. So I'm trying to, like, emulate seven different sounds. He sent me the recordings with the other vocalists. Yeah.
She did a great job.
Also, I had strep throat 2 days ago, so I'm glad that my voice is...
Yeah.
There were a couple moments there where I was singing, like, really high, and I was like, my voice is going to give out on the radio right now, but that's okay. But it didn't, so we did it.
So are you going to be featured on the next one? Or?
I believe so, yeah. Yep. Okay. I know that they have some songs have been recorded already with other vocalists, but...
Yeah. We on the next album, we have 8 songs.
Okay.
And I recorded 2 songs, and most of it, I will do it the vocals, but I believe we have 4 songs over there. And Vanessa, if she like, she will come over there and do that 4 vocals for us too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you do realize by the 3rd one, she's going to have to sing it all.
Sing it? Oh, no.
Sing all of them.
I don't care about that. We did it before.
By the third record? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because
you may as well just indoctrinate her into the group.
Well, that's because of the nature of the book. The storyteller is a man.
Right,
so
okay.
A part of it needs to be done with
him. Yeah, yeah, the characters.
Yes. So the main character of the book is a man, but there is also a lot of things going on. So,
But that's what's so fun about singing this music is that there are different characters, and like I'm not just singing the same thing all the time. Like I'm trying to, like Shade of Owl, I'm doing a whole different thing than I'm doing like this head voice pretty stuff.
You know, in the next album in the book, we have a lots of character, and I'm, for example, if I sing as a male vocal, I'm a storyteller, but this is lots of character over there, and you know, and Venice
like narrator,
yes,
not like that. You know, it's a some of them. You know, it's most of them because it's a surreal dark fantasy.
Okay.
Most of them, it's just in his mind, and somebody in his mind talk to him, and you know, it's a lots of different stories. It's so complicated book too, but it's a lots of things. In his mind, and he talked to somebody, and all those things, the Vanessa covered, you know.
Okay.
And because she's voice is too, you know, I'm not a vocalist actually. I just do the vocal because this is my song and I know what should I do. But she's a vocalist. She can do
great, yeah.
She can do whatever she likes with her voice.
Okay.
And she can do I don't know, she can explain, but she can do lots of keys. I can't, and I need something over there for do something special, and I can't do that sometimes. Not some, I think most of the time I can do it. I just do it in a one octave. But I don't know about her. She can do it two or three, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, she's at Berkeley. She knows her stuff.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, but thank you guys so much for coming in. So are you performing soon?
Oh, yeah. We will perform at Dover Breakhouse at July 20, our next show. And it's ticket by door, and people can go over there at the Dover, New Hampshire. The show starts at 8:30 till 12. When we play with the other band called Granon, if I spell correct. But yeah, and we just confirm about that show, and we want to do it at July 20. I hope everybody listen to this. I hope everybody support us and go over there and see us live.
Yes. Well, this is the one show that we have it booked. They're like confirmed, but we're working on a couple of them. Okay. We're not 100% confirmed. Like, they're working on it.
Yep, yep.
They're secrets. Sorry, you got to be in the club.
Right. Oh. Well, in that case, you got to go to delusiverelics.com and join the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that way
the
you
club,
can.
The secret password is listening to the album 54 times. Yeah. And then you're in the club. But you also have to buy the album. You can't just stream it on Spotify, and you know, you got
to
buy it.
You actually have to pay money and purchase it.
Yeah, that's a golden pass.
That's the golden pass. Yeah. Then you can meet the band.
Yes.
Maybe I'll give you a little kiss on the cheek.
Okay. That being said, you have to have her as a full member of the group now.
Yes. Yes, he's right. See?
That was awesome. All right. Now, so July 20th at Dover Brick House.
Yes.
And other shows to come. DelusiveRelics.com is where you can find them, find the album. Can you buy it off the website?
Yes, in the website, there is a section called Shop.
Shop, okay.
And you can go to the shop, and that shop, on the shop, you put a click on the shop, and you go to the through our Bandcamp one.
Okay.
And on the Bandcamp, you can buy physical CDs, buy digital one. And we want to put the T-shirt over there, too, as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the T-shirt with the... Very, very. I like our logos. Yeah, with a very cool logo we have. You can buy it with the logo too, sweatshirt, T-shirt, something like that. But
I wish we had the webcam in here, and I can't turn the screen. Is that the logo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, kind of a cool. It's a cool DR in that gothic. I'm forgetting the name of the font. But it's a DR in a kind of gothic font. Yeah, it's really neat and smushed together. I'm describing it really badly right now. It's obviously time to wind down.
we have a gothic things. We did a show at Concord, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
And these girls wear the very gothic clothes.
We had kind of costumes and the gothic kind of makeups.
And we did the act. We had the visual effects.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Are you going to bring those to Dover Brick House?
I don't think so, because that stage is too tiny.
Okay.
And there is no...
We were working on it.
Maybe we wear a mask, maybe we wear a costume, but I don't think so.
Like a smaller scale.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I don't think we can do the video projection over there, but...
If we can, we do.
Yeah, if we can, we do.
Yes. You'll find out, right? Anyway, yes, July 20th at Dover Brick House. Thank you so much. Yeah, we are winding down, and like
thank
I have to be
you.
Off the air in 5 minutes. I'm like, ah. But thank you guys so much. I'll let you break
thank
down
you.
Your equipment and all that. I know it'll take you. All of 5 minutes. I know, but still. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having our
show here.
Thank you.
And now that this project is played, you're now in contention to be on our next compilation album. So when that comes around, producer Joel, I'm sure he's listening to that. He's very excited about putting together these compilations. We have one now. We're working on volume two. It's going to be great.
Well, thank
but,
you
so hopefully,
much.
But hopefully yours can get on the compilation. So
thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank
you.
All right.
Bye.
July 20th at Dover Brick House. All right. So, yes, like I said, it is that time to wind down on the Town of Mikey D. So I'm going to play as the final track this week. The savior of night two for our 30-year celebration at Sally O'Brien's. That is this Friday, May 3rd. When are the doors? Just get there early because we'll all be there and we'll need love and there will be cake. All right, this is The Winter Project. The song is called Pantomime. Enjoy. See you at Sally O'Brien's tomorrow and Friday.